we frequently get requests from outside of our primary territory for services, and you know, we don't have resources in that area. But in this case, a couple of fortuitous things happened. The state of Ohio asked PwC if we would be willing to apply for some dollars. They had some funding that could work for those three counties, and at that same time, a long-time nonprofit in the Dayton area, the Dayton Fund for Home Rehabilitation, was seeking help to further their mission. They did loans for repairs for low-income people, but they didn't have the capacity to do very many of them, and they were looking for somebody to come alongside and kind of work with them.
And they'll become a subsidiary of PwC. How will that partnership work, and what are your common goals?
There's a very like-minded organization, and they were focused just on the repair piece, the emergency repair piece, and they functioned a little differently because they did it through loans that loan people money at no interest. And so PwC does it a little differently. We can do loans, and we do more than just repairs. We do modifications for people that, you know, that have disabilities, and we also do energy conservation, and then we involve volunteers. So our missions are very similar, but our focus is broader than theirs, but they're very compatible. And so what we've come together is we're taking advantage of all their long history in the greater Dayton area and their service, 49 years, and we're bringing some operational experience and expertise to the table that is going to just expand what they do, and we'll grow it.
What's the response from the people in the new service areas like Dayton been?
Before we've even launched it, really, you know, we've made the merger happen with the Dayton Fund, and we're trying to line up some resources to be able to provide fundings, but we're getting double-digit calls every day from people that are desperate for some help.
Remind our listeners exactly what People Working Cooperatively is and does.
I'm happy to. We've about a 40-year-old organization that provides essential or emergency repairs for low-income homeowners to allow them to stay in their homes. So if you don't have any heat or water or no electricity, that kind of thing, we can help you. And we also do modifications for people that might need some help to get into their home, for example, or out, or bathrooms. Finally, we add a lot of weatherization-related services as well to keep the cost of staying in the home down, to allow somebody to remain in their home.
If this model continues to be such a success, will you continue to expand?
Well, that's a great question. I do believe that we've, you know, with all the help that's over that 40 years that's come to be PwC, I think this mission is very worthwhile. It's cost-effective. That's one of the things I love about it. Not only are we helping people, but we're ultimately saving a lot of money from unnecessary expenses in health care and other issues around where people go if they are forced out of their home. They go to fully subsidized living. It's very, very expensive for all of us. So yeah, I think the answer is yes to that. We would expand further, but we'd have to do it in a way that kept the mission out in front and made sure we had our focus on the right things.
You can find out how to get more information about People Working Cooperatively on our website at wnku.org. Jock Pitts, keep up the good work. Thank you.
Thank you.